In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we are celebrating another big holiday where there's many, many people have their names there. All those who have the saints that have been in Russia. And Russia, of course, not the kind of Russia that's today, that's called Russian Federation, but Russia that was together with the Ukrainian part and the Belarusian part and many other countries. They were all part of Russia at the time of the Tsarist time, and there is no city where there would not be a saint, Orthodox saint, that we are celebrating today. If you listened carefully to the service yesterday, you would have found out, because in the canon there is counting off many, many saints from different areas of the country. Siberia, Western Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, every place that was under the, at that time, at the protection of the emperor, Russian emperor, my beloved, they all have one thing in common. They had the love. They had the love, real love for the Lord. They loved the Lord with all their heart, mind, and soul, and might, and they loved the neighbor as themselves, not as they loved their body, but as they loved their soul, because they loved God first. God was first for them, and they, all of them, they were willing to die for the Lord, and they were willing and die for also their brothers, because they loved them. And if they could do anything to help them to come about, to change their ways, if they were pagans, to bring them about to become Orthodox Christians, or if they have fallen into terrible sins, that they would not judge them. They wouldn't judge them, but they would plead for the Lord, that the Lord will forgive them and somehow bring them about, because they didn't want them to perish. This was the spirit of the Lord, because the Lord doesn't want anybody to be perishing. He wants everybody to be saved. And that's how every saint had felt about everybody. They had no enemies, those who would attack them and beat them and torture them, they still didn't feel that they were enemies. They were praying for their salvation, that God would touch their heart and that they would change. And they were willing to, if need to be, to do, as again I say, everything, including to give their life for them. This is the spirit of love. The apostle tells us that the love never thinks evil. Love it never fails. Love is always able to bear the burdens of one another. This is what real love is. And love, with love you have the peace, because you have conquered the greatest culprit that we have. This is self-love. With self-love and pride, this is what's causing everybody to have troubles, and this was causing irritation, angers, and jealousies, and all kinds of other sins. All comes from the pride, from the self-love. Well, the saints, of course, have conquered all that, and we have to try to do that. We have to work on it hard so that we will be able to conquer all those things, because there are all the sins are abomination to our Lord. The Lord loves us. He wants our salvation, and He's willing to help us to conquer that worst or beginning of all the sins, the pride. And if you and me work on it, and we'll be able to conquer that pride, then all of a sudden you find peace in your heart. Oh, you'll be suffering and co-suffering for everybody that you see. If somebody is suffering, you will co-suffer. If somebody is rejoicing, you will rejoice. But you'll still have the peace in your heart. And it's never going to be the same way when the self-love takes over, and when you can't stand when somebody goes against against your will, and you start to become angry or irritated, and so on. Those things will you and I will be free from when we have the true love, when we have the true love for our Lord, because we wouldn't want to lose sight of Him. We always want to be walking before Him, and we'll have a clean heart. We'll clean up our heart where it'll feel God's presence. And when God is with us, who could be against us? And if we know that God is everywhere present and fills all things, and we know that He is God of love, and that whatever He allows to befall us, even if it's in a negative way, He allows it only to help us to clean our heart and to make our heart pure, so that we will be able to finally make our heart as a temple for our Lord, and we'll be able to rejoice for all forever and ever, and be in the company, and truly not only here in the heart will feel the Lord's presence, but we will see Him eye to eye in the kingdom of heaven, and the Mother of God, and all the holy saints, and all our patron saints, and all our saints, and all the angels, and we will be all filled with that wonderful ingredient, which is love, which can be, again I will repeat myself, which can we only can get when we conquer the pride, the self-love. Let's get rid of that self-love and work on achieving that humility, and through the humility we'll be able to finally grow and to have that gift of love which God will bestow upon us, and through which we'll be truly be able to rejoice and know and that we are disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave His life for us. Amen.